Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chaf Aleph. As we continue in Hakometz Rabbah, relating to all the issues of Malicha. That's what these couple of blad are talking about. The mitzvah of salting and the isser of having a carbon without salting. Says the Gemara, we are on the second to last line on Chaf Mabeis. If you remember, we just quoted a Brisa earlier, which excluded, the Brisa had excluded Dam and Eitzim from requiring Malicha. So we said on Amud Beis, so who is this according to? Only Rebbe is the one that calls Eitzim a Karban, and he includes it for Malicha. So we said, okay, knock out Eitzim. Delete Eitzim from the Brisa. So the Gemara says now, second to last line, Ve'elakrolim Utemai. So what is the Pasuk excluding? The Brisa quotes a Pasuk to exclude something from not requiring Malicha, that I would have thought requires Malicha. So Eitzim we knocked out. So what else is being excluded? Ilimute dam, if it's what exactly it says to exclude dam, that when I do the zrikas hadam, I don't have to do it with salt. Me almen chascha nafcha. You already know that from me almen chascha. We quoted the drasha yesterday, and from on your mincha, not from on your dam. So what do you need the pasuk for to exclude it? It can't be for dam. So the Gemara says you're right. Afik Eitzim va'ayel nesachim. Take out Eitzim and put in Nesachim. Nesachim is what is required. The wine libations that we bring with an Ola or with a Shlamim. So that wine does not have to be offered with salt. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Aval Yayin v'hadam v'Eitzim v'yaktores ein tu'unin melach. These four items, the wine and the blood and the wood and the ktores does not need melach. So that is the Brisa. Let's just do one more line. So Mani, who is the author of this Brisa that excludes all these four things? E Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, who we discussed yesterday, Kasha Eitzim. The problem is with Eitzim, because Rebbe says that Eitzim does require. What does it mean Eitzim does require? That doesn't mean the firewood that's brought every day on the Mizbeach. It means if somebody is Misnadev Eitzim, somebody decides and promises to bring a carbon Eitzim. The Mishnayos, if you remember from Maseches Tainus, I think, describe different days that certain families promise to bring wood to the Mizbeach. So here, this is a carbon Eitzim. So Rebbe says if you are going to bring a carbon Eitzim, so then you have to do it with salt. Rebbe holds that. Oh, that's what I was going to say at the end of Shia yesterday. I knew I forgot. I wanted to say something. How do you do kmitza to wood? That was what we said yesterday. So that's Rebbe Shita here. Rebbe says that Eitzim get malicha. So how do you do kmitza? So we said, the Rishonim say that you have to pulverize the wood, make it small enough in order to fit some in your hand, some sawdust, and do kibitza with it. What happens to the leftover wood? So Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud on Chaf Mabeis says that the leftover wood goes to the Kohanim. Just like a regular mincha. Regular mincha of a Yisrael. The Kometz is burnt and the Shirayim go to the Kohanim. I'm sorry, Tosfos argues. Rabbeinu Gershom later on Daf Kuf Zayin says the Shirayim go to the Kohanim. That's Rabbeinu Gershom. But here Tosfos, he says no. It all goes to on the Mizbeach. Shirayim says second to last line. Ma kemitza shayach ba'etzim ha'im ba'im shirayim. V'kula nisrafin. The assumption of Tosfos is that the entire wood is burned. So Tosfos says, don't worry about it. Even if the entire wood is burned, it could be that it's all, a kemitza is still done. Just like there's a shita that by a minchas kohen, which is all burned on the mizbeach, there's still kemitza done. You just burn both halves on the mizbeach. So that's a machlokas between Rabbeinu Gershom on Daf Kuv Zayin later on, and Tosfos right here on Daf Chaf, on the base, what happens to the leftover Eitzim after your Misnadev Eitzim? But that is all Rebbe Shita. So back to our Gemara. So Mani, who is the author of this Brisa that excludes these four items from Malicha? So it can't be Rebbe, because he includes Eitzim. E Rabbanan, and if it's Rabbanan, Kasha Ketores. The Rabbanan include Ketores. What does it say by Ketores? Mimulach Tahar Kodesh. Mimulach. Machlokas Rishonim. You can look there in Kisisa, I think it is, whether mimulach just means mixed together very nicely, or mamish it means salted. That's a machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim. So what do you paskin like? But that, if you say it needs salt, so that's from that word. So who is the author of this brisa? Before we get there for a minute, though, lemaisa. What about the nesachim? The Gemara suggested that nesachim are excluded. So we're going to figure out who the author of this brisa is. But what do we paskin about nesachim? So if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos quotes, Misha nadar ohis nadev shemen. First he talks about shemen. Ketzed osen bo. Somebody promises to bring oil. I don't want to give some oil to the I have some leftover oil. Somebody has extra oil, so you want to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Komets bimenu komets. So you take a komets. There we discussed, how do you do a komets of oil also? Do you have to freeze it? Do you have to put it into a kli? Tosos yantif later on. So komets bimenu komets. V'nosin olav melach. V'zorko al gabi ha'ishim. We think it's so unusual. We think of, so before we started this pesachta, like salt. What do you salt? You salt the animals. No, you got to salt almost everything. You salt the ketores, according to some. You salt the oil. You salt the wood. All these unusual things that you salt. Because salting is not just to make it taste good. And the salting is not just to get the blood out. No, it's a din of the avoda. It might, maybe the motivation of Malicha was because at most karbanas, it makes it taste good, it makes it special, and that inspires us. But then it applies to everything that is called a karban. So it might apply to certain items that don't look like a karban. So also by shemen. By shemen, you put some oil, some salt on, and you sprinkle on the ishim. And now we have a case of osin b'yayin above efreatzmo. What do you do by wine? A karban of wine. Nosin alav melach. Somebody donates wine, then you put salt with the wine, and then you pour it onto the shisin, onto the cups, on the southwest side of the Mizbeach. That's what the Rambam says here in Maisa Karbanis Tezayin Yudalad, that you salt the Nesachim. Asks the Kesef Mishnah, that if you look in the Rambam, Nechaz Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam says as follows, Ein lecha davar shekarav lemizbeach, bilo melach, Chutz miyayin hanisachim v'hadam v'ha'etzim. The Rambam says, everything that goes to the Mizbeach gets salted, except for three things. Wine of the Nisachim, blood, and etzim. That's what the Rambam paskins. Ketores is going to get, baby. The other things, only these three. Yayin, Nisachim, dam, and etzim. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. So how could the Rambam say right here, in Nechaz Vachas HaKarbanas, that yayin ba b'fnei atzmo gets melach? What's the answer? The Rambam himself explains it. Which wine are we talking about? Over here in Maisa Karbanos, he says, Yayin haba bifnei atzmo. If it's a plain wine karban, a misnadev yayin, so that gets salted. Masha'enkim, what's the Rambam talking about in the Yisurim Mizbeach? Yayin nesachim. Yayin nesachim that's brought with every karban ol and shlamim. That does not get melach. That's the Kesef Mishnah. What's the Svara? Why should this wine get and this wine not get? So for that, we meet the Mikdash David. So the Mikdash David says in Yud Gimel Aleph, what's the Svara for this Kesef Mishnah? Explaining the Rambam, who says that plain wine that's offered as a nedava on the Mizbeach, that is going to get salted, while Yayin of Nesachim will not get salted, says the Mikdash David. Well, you remember back in Zvachim Daf Sadag Aleph, where is wine that goes on, that's brought as a carbon supposed to go? It's supposed to go on the fire. It's just that there's a machlokas, a moraim there. How can you put it on the fire? You might be extinguishing the fire. We had a whole shiur based on that gemara about psik reisha, right? Mizalef al gabi ha'ishim. Are you extinguishing? There's an isadar reisa of lo sichme. You're only extinguishing a little bit. It's not really psik reisha because you could use tipim dakim. So even if you use tipim gasim, all discussion there. So, says the Mikdash David, even though the Rambam paskins that the wine is going to be poured into the shisin, it's not going onto the fire, but fundamentally, it should go on the fire. It can't because of psik reisha. But it should go on the fire. Because it should go on the fire, it's categorized as something that's hukrav agabi amizbeach, and therefore it gets salted. Even though it's going to go into the shisin. Masha enkein, the nesachim, the yain of the nesachim, it's not shaykh to the fire. It's never supposed to go on the fire. It's supposed to be poured into the cups. That's the din of nesachim. So that's why it's not going to get salted. What's the Rambam's rule in Yisurim Mizbeach? Anything that goes onto the fire, that's going to be burned. So wine that's bav b'fnei atzmo, you should go on the fire. It should be burned. We just don't because it's going to put out the fire. But fundamentally, it's still categorized as that, so therefore it gets salted. I'll read you the Lashon. V'nira lomar, tekiva ta'atam d'nesachim einam t'unim melach, mishum de'enam le'ishim, b'yayin abab b'fnei atzmo, afal gav d'lo paskina kishmuel, d'mizalfo al gav ya'ishim, miyu atam d'enam mizalfo, sfir le'la rabam, hu rak is mishum iser kibuy, psik reisha, habalav ha'achi dino le'ishim, imkein, yesh lomar din karbanos ha'karban le'ishim, mishum ha'achi ta'un melach. That's why it needs melach. Okay, something else here, but we'll wait with that. So that's the Rambam paskling about Nesachim, two types of wine, and the beautiful Svara of the Mikdash Davin. Thank you. Okay, So who is the author of this brisa that excludes all four items? Yayin dam, nisachi, yayin dam, eitzim, and ketores. It does not need melach. And now we have a new appreciation. According to the Rambam, the wine in this brisa is, if he holds like this brisa, is only talking about the yayin of the nisachim. So, answers the Gemara. Hai Tana, who is the following Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Benosho Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Ma haprat mefurish dover shemakabel tuma. Ma haprat, just like the specific example given in the Torah, that requires salting, is mefurish, it's dover hamakabel tuma, it's flour. Remember we spoke about the Meshech Chachma a few days ago. The mitzvah of salting is specifically said by Mincha, Perek Beis in Vayikra. Why dafka mincha? So we spoke about it. Maybe because there's no mincha by a bama, and it's to emphasize that you do it by a mincha, which is only in mikdash. So ma haprah, just like a prah, mufurish davar shemakabel tuma. It's makabel tuma because it's soulless, it's flour. Ve'olo la ishim, and it's burned on the mizbeach. Ve'yeshno al mizbeach achitzon, and you do it purely, exclusively, on the outer mizbeach. That's three things. Those three things. Ah, so too, kol davar makabel tuma, so too everything that is makabel tuma. And, va'olo la'ishim, and is burned on the fire. V'yeshno mizbeach achitzon, and is exclusively on the mizbeach achitzon. Those are the items that are going to get salted. So what's excluded? Yatsu eitzim she'ein makabel tuma, excluding wood, which is not makabel tuma, it's just a log, it's just a piece of wood. Yatsu dam v'yayin she'ein olam le'ishim, excluding blood and wine, which are not olam le'ishim, right? They are poured into the shisim, or sprinkled on the corners of the mizbeach, or on the side. Yatsa ketores she'ena al mizbeach achitzon, excluding ketores, which is not in the mizbeach achitzon. That's why this brisa, this Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, is the author of the brisa. Period. Got to figure out how the Rambam reads this Gemara that we just said. The whole yayin here is maybe the Rambam is bothered. Yayin should be agabe ha'ishim. How could the Gemara say it's not? So maybe that's why he's mechalek between different types of wine. Period. Before we just continue for a minute, Rashi here has a kasha. Rashi is not wont for the kashas, but Rashi says wood is not makabel tuma. We had a principle both in Zvachim and in Psachim called Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh meant, both, and he quotes the Gemara in Psachim Lamed Hey, but we had it in Zvachim also, Chibas HaKodesh means because of the precious nature of Karbanos, of Kachim, we're allowed to break some rules. It's a rule breaker. That's what Chibas HaKodesh meant. Chibas HaKodesh Machsharto. The Gemara in Psachim says that Chibas HaKodesh, even though something is usually not considered an item that can be Makabel Tuma, but Chibas HaKodesh, it's so precious to you, it has the status that it can be Makabel Tuma. That's the Gemara says in Psachim Lamed Hey. One of the items listed there is the wood. The wood used in the Beis HaMikdash. Asks Rashi, how could a Gemara therefore then say that wood is excluded because it's not a davar hamakabel tuma? The Gemara in Psachim says Chibas HaKodesh Machsharto. Chibas HaKodesh makes it davar hamakabel tuma. Rashi, first skinny line. V'yaf agav da'atzi ma'aracha mekablin tuma. Kedamrina parcheni de Psachim. V'habasa l'rabos esim alavona. Hahi midrabanan hu. Mishum Chibas HaKodesh. V'kro aslach l'v'yalma. It's a din drabanan, Rashi says. Daraisa is excluded. Rashi says it's a drabanan. Rashi says that in Psachim. Rashi says that here. Tosfos all over. Can't accept Rashi. Din drabanan. You read that Gemara. It doesn't sound like a din drabanan. It sounds like a din daraisa. It's based on a pasuk. Vahabasa l'rabos. It's an inclusion from the word of the pasuk. Says Tosfos right here. Pirish b'kuntres. He quotes a drabanan. V'ef shalom arkein. It's impossible to behead the amrin and perchini techulin. The chibas hakodesh daraisa. Then daraisa testosas mehi tekrad devar basar v'chein mucha perkal apsulin. That's what we had in Zvachim daf lamed dalit. Gabi ocha basla feizrigas dama. Tiamina v'tumas basar devarikol loke. You get malchus beforehand if you eat the other items. It's not rabbanon. It's a din daraisa. So major machlokas Rashi and Tosas, whether chibas hakodesh is a din daraisa or a din rabbanon. The question is though, according to Tosas, how does he read our Gemara? Right? What Tosas our Gemara says, eitzim is excluded. It's not makabel tuma. That is Tosfos read our Gemara. So Tosfos in the continuation says, no. All our Gemara means is that wood is usually something that's not makabel tuma. This wood of the Karbanos, of course, is makabel tuma. But the drush of the Gemara is that what do you need malicha on? The items that go on the fire that are always makabel tuma. Wood inherently, not just because it's a carbon. That's what Tosfos says. He skipped a couple of lines. Tosfos says, We have the extra word added in on the side. V'ha dekamar hacha yatu eitzim she'e mekablon tuma ba'atzei da'alma ka'amar v'lo ba'atzei ma'racha. That's what Agamar is talking about. You're right, this wood is mekabel tuma. But that's not the drasha. The drasha is that excluding items that are not always mekabel tuma. So it's machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Just one other important source, which you always like to mention when Chibas HaKodesh comes up, and that is the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Hei. Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei, the Menchas Chinuch says, there are two types of Chibas HaKodeshes. If you look at all the Gemaras, there are two types. There's Shnei Inyanim Chibas HaKodesh. Number one type of Chibas HaKodesh, and maybe you might be Mechali between one Daraisa and one Darabanan. One type of Chibas HaKodesh is where something is not Ra'ui L'Kabal Tuma, and it becomes Davar HaMakabal Tuma. Mashiach's going to come today, and we're going to have to know these halachas. We're going to have to know a piece of wood. Is it makabel tuma or not? So all of a sudden, the piece of wood that I'm using to make my bonfire for Lag BaOmer, so we'll still do that in those days, right? The piece of wood I'm going to use for my bonfire, which the kids were already machmir before Shloshim Yom Lefei Chag, we're already collecting the wood, right? That piece of wood is not makabel tuma. The wood that I bring to the Beis HaMikdash, that I'm going to, misnadev carbon eitzim, that is makabel tuma. Big nafkamina. What I have to know. So that's what he says the Berchas Chinuch. There are two types of Chibas HaKodeshes. Number one, av de'ino ochal klal. Kigon eitzim v'lavona de'ino makabel tuma, v'chol makom kiva de'ino ochal omashke, mikal makom gabi kodesh, marbe ha'pasek kan v'abasa de makabel tuma. That's number one. Then you have a second type of Chibas HaKodesh, and that is where you have something that is already Ra'ui L'Kabel Tuma, and it just needs Hechsher. It needs one of the seven liquids, as we know from the Mishnah in Machshirin. One of the seven liquids, in order for something to be Mekabel Tuma, it has to become wet after it is detached from the ground. Anything that grows on the ground has to become wet in order for that to be Mekabel Tuma. One of the seven liquids, Yad Shach Adam. I just saw last week, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said on last week's parasha, the source for Hechsher L'Kabel Tuma. So it says, Bamayim Yavo, right, water goes on it, I forgot the exact pasuk, but Yavo in the Torah is never spelled with a Vav, except for there. It's one of the only times it's spelled with a Vav. Yud, Vez, Vav, Aleph. Bamayim Yavo, I forgot the exact pasuk, so he says, that's a remez, Mayim plus the six other liquids. Mayim Yavo, the seven mashkim that are Machshir L'Kabel Tuma, so that's Mayim plus the other six. So usually you need that. So that's the other type of Chibas HaKodesh, says even if something has not become wet yet, it's Machshir L'Kabel Tuma. Those are two types of Chibas HaKodeshes. V'yish od ochlin d'makabel tuma, mikol makam tzorach hechsher, mayim oshiv ha-mashkin, v'gam kei mevur b'mekomus anal, t'chibas HaKodesh machshir ki'ilu ba'alei ha-mayim. It's as if it's already wet. And then he says about these two types. Ulani has daiti zenachon mitzad hasvara da'ator ribsav ha'basar who was eitzim levona the inochol klal mitzad hasvara. I would have said number one, not number two. Number two says the Menchas Chinuch is a big chiddush. To say something doesn't have a shame ochel and you give it a shame ochel, the shame of something significant, fine. But to say that something wasn't wet, it's as if it got wet. Why would you say that? What's logical about that? You can say something significant and it gets a status, but to say it as if it got wet, that's unclear. Amru Chazal mitzad asvara, the Chibas HaKodesh, kivashu kodesh, ala mishino ochel, makmas Chibas HaKodesh, ki'ilu ochel v'dever chashiv. Aval ochlim below hechsher, tehim ochlim, ach te'im akabon tumma, dixeris akasiv, bazeini yodea klau, machashivas ula kodesh, diakabon tumma, af sho'o ba mayim alav, machashivas, masha yikaru v'tumma. So, that's not mitzad asvara. And then it goes into, that's why you can be mechalik between different types of Chibas HaKodeshes. Okay, but we have for our purposes Rashi, Tosfos, Menchas Chinuch. Weiter. Says, and that all came out from our Rashi. Says the Gemara now, Ella. So we just explained the author of this price. So Ella Taima Demiate Kroladam. The reason is that the Pasuk excludes Dam. Halav Hachi Havamina Dam Liboy Melach. Well, without the pasuk excluding dam, I would have said that melach is you're required to put melach on the dam. So the Gemara says, "Kiva de malchi nafli mitoras dam." Well, once you salt dam heavily, it won't be called dam anymore. How do you do malicha to an animal? You put a lot of salt on it, and then even if there's still dam dripping out of it, it doesn't have the status of dam anymore. Sometimes you buy a piece of meat; it still has red on it. My kids ask, right? Or the chicken; it still has blood. No. It loses its status of dam when you salt it. So what's the havamina? Oh, you would have thought that you have to do malicha to dam. Kamashwan, you have a pasuk. Even without the pasuk, you would have known, because you have to do zrikas adam on the mizbeach. So it's not dam anymore. So the amar ze'iri, amar Rabbi Chanina, dam shebishlu ain over alav. As we know, if you cook dam, you don't violate the isser of drinking dam. For Rabbi Yehuda amar ze'iri, dam shemilchu ain over alav. The same thing if you salt dam, you don't violate the isser of drinking dam anymore. Why? Rashi here quotes the sugya in Yoredeya, maliach harehu keroseach. Salting something heavily, doesn't mean you put a little salt on something, but salting something heavily is karoseach, is like cooking it, and therefore it loses its status of dam. Rav Yehuda di Deyamar, Avar, and the Rav Yehuda himself says about dam, Avarim shet sla, about something that you cook, we had this back in Zvachim also, Avarim shet sla in Behelon, what if I roasted limbs that I was supposed to do on the Mizbeach, but instead I roasted it in a barbecue at home, and then I brought it up on the Mizbeach. So that's not Reach Nichoach. We said back in Zvachim, Daf Mem Vav Mabez, the Mishnah said, L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazevach Nizbach. Six things. L'shem Ishim, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoach, all the things. So the Gemara said, you weren't allowed to do this. But question mark. So you see that if you cook or you salt the dam, it loses the status of dam. So what do you need a pasuk for to exclude that dam is not going to be salted? I would have known it misvara. Answers the Gemara, no. Ma'o detema mishtaba mashehu l'mitzvah ba'alma. No, I would have thought maybe you just salted a little bit. Not enough to lose its same dam, but I would have thought maybe you salted a little bit. Kamashmalan, you don't even do that. That's what I would have thought without the pasuk. Of course, you wouldn't salt it heavily, but maybe you'd just put a little salt on it. Kamashmalan, you don't even do that. Period. Gufas, so let's talk for a minute. Amar ze'iri amar b'chanina. Dam shebishlu ain't over a love. Cooked dam, one does not violate. I saw a Ramban, I think I mentioned a Rabbeinu Bachai a couple days ago, the Ramban on the Isra of Achilas Dam. That's an interesting Ha'ara. The Ramban in Achremos, in Perak Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, on the Isra of eating dam. V'ro'i, v'haroish, and afarish, b'tam isuro, v'hashki Hashem, bara. Why is there an Isra of eating dam? Eating dam of an animal, eating dam of maybe of a person. Why is there an Isra of eating dam? Ki Hashem, bara, kolon, evraim, atachtonim, l'tzarech ha'adam. All beings in the world are created for human consumption. For us. Ki hu vado bahem makiret baro. Because we are the only one that recognizes our creator. V'yafal pikein. But still, even though we're allowed to eat animals, lo hitu lahem ba'achila mitchila. If we remember, way back in time, we weren't allowed to eat animals originally. Rakat someach, lo ba'alei hanefesh. We were only allowed to eat the growers, plants, vegetation. Adam was not allowed to eat meat. Kasher baba parshas brachos shenemar hinei nasadi lachem is called esav zeroya zera. So not at the time of creation, we were not allowed to eat animals. Just derech agav, I've mentioned in the past the Abu Draham, who says, fascinatingly, that is why we don't, there's only one bracha that you don't talk about Hashem's creating or Hashem's acting. Borei minei mezonos. Borei pri ha'etz. Borei pri adama. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. All of those are about Hashem creating, and even Amosi Lechem. You know, it's kind of connected to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does originally. But we have one, Sha'akol Ni'ebed Varo. Don't focus on the creation of something. We don't focus on... So why is it Sha'akol? Says the Abu Dram, because meat is included in Sha'akol. And meat wasn't Nivra to be eaten for people. Right? That wasn't the original stage. So that's why you can't say Borei Mine Ofos, or Borei Mine Basar, because it wasn't Nivra. It was only later. So that's the Abu Dram. Anyway, getting back to the Ramban. So originally we weren't supposed to eat animals. V'kasher haya b'mabul shenit solo b'schuso shal Noach, but after the mabul we were saved. V'hikrib mehem karban. V'haya l'ratzon lo. And Noach came out and brought a karban from the animals. Sounds like not automatically from the mabul. It's because he did everything in the mabul, and then he brought a karban, which showed that he's going to use animals in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hitul hem shchita, kamo sha'amar. Now Noach is mutar shech. Kamo sha'amar, karemet asher uchai, lachem yelachla, ki erik esev, nasad lachem eskol. Fine. Hinei, but now says the Ramban, hitir gufam, asher uchai, ba'abur ha'adam, sheyei lanasol tzarchos shel adam. What became mutter to us? Their physical bodies, their guf. Their guf was given to us to eat. Their nefesh was given to us to achieve kapara, blood. The blood is the symbolism of their nefesh. You can use that for kapara. Lo sheyochluhu. Not that we're allowed to eat their nefesh. Ki Ki ein l'bal nefesh sheyochel nefesh. Ki hanefashos kulon lakel. That's a great line. Ein l'bal nefesh sheyochel nefesh. That's why we can't eat the blood. Hine kenefesh ha'adam u'kenefesh ha'behema lohena. The nefesh of people and the nefesh of animals are all his. Capital H. U'mikre echad lahem k'mozeh kein mozeh v'ruach echad lakol. That's a pasuk from Kohelet. It's one of the reasons we almost didn't let Kohelet into Tanakh. One of those sounds somewhat heretical. Yeah, people and animals, they all have the same destiny. But he's talking about the nefesh. And then he says, obviously there's a different nefesh between an nefesh. By an animal, this I think we spoke quoted a couple days ago, by an animal, he only has an instinctual nefesh. We have an intellectual nefesh. Instinctual, jumping away from danger, jumping away from something like that, but it's still a nefesh. Right? Plants and trees don't have any nefesh. That's why you can just eat it, or you can just destroy it. There's no tsar bali tsomeach. Right? There's tsar bali chayim. Why is there tsar bali chayim? Just an animal. The answer is it has a nefesh. It has a nefesh, and therefore, he says, yesh badas levroach min anezek lelechaz achrei anoslo, the heker beregilim, it lights what it's used to, the ahava lahem ka'avas haklovim lebalehem. Like dogs have feelings for their owners. Vein ro'i la'arev ha'nefesh ha'nechreses b'nefesh ha'kayemes. It has a nefesh, but that's a nefesh that's finite, that's going to be cut off eventually. Avotil ha'kapara ha'mezbech, just use it for kapara. That's the Yesodus Dik Ramban, about the Isra of Achilas Dam, which we are in right now. Okay, so Ze'iri says the name of Rabbi Chanino. Dam that's cooked, one does not violate. May we find elsewhere also, anything that's cooked loses its status. For example, Yayin mevushal. Loses its status of wine regarding many halachas. We'll do that in the mitzvah shiur today. The mitzvah shiur today is all about a tikrovis of avodah zarah, about yayin nesach and abizrayu and shetels. Maybe we'll touch on yosef rava v'kamar. Hopefully, we won't touch on too many of them. Yosef rava v'kamar al hashvaitza. Rava said the statement from Zairi that if you cook blood, you don't violate. Eis ve'abaya. Abai says, is that really true? Hikbas adam ba'achalof. If somebody causes blood to congeal by heating it, Rashi says, seems to say, va'achlo, and you eat it, so it's eating a solid piece of blood. O shehimches achelev gemar, or the opposite, of one, somebody liquefied chelev, non-kosher fat, and swallowed it. Chayim. So what do you see, Abai says from this brisa? That even if you eat something in its unusual, not in its natural state, you're going to be chayim. So just because you cooked blood, why aren't you chayiv? You see if you heated it to make it solid. So it says, no, lo kasha, kan shikba ba, or kan shikba bachama. Did you use fire or just the sun? Bi, or if you cooked it in fire, lo hadar, it's never returning to its original state, and therefore you're going to be pater, loses its shame dam. Bechama hadar. But if it's in the sun, it's just temporary. And therefore it's going to come back to liquid, and that's why, even if you ate it when it was a solid, it still has the shame dam. Says the Gemara, bechama nami. What do you mean? Even by the sun. Even though it's going to come back, why don't we say, Lema hov itchi itchi? Why don't we say, once it's pushed aside from being usur, it's never usur? Because Rabbi Mani is Rabbi Yochanan, dam that congeals and you eat him out, amar lei, hov an itchi itchi. You see, there's dichui. We had the concept before of dichui eitzel mitzvos. This is the concept of dichui eitzel isurim. The Gemara later on has a machlokas about this on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, whether there is dichui for isurim. So this Gemara seems to say there is. Right? That's the assumption. Unless the Karen Ora says, unless you say here there's an added element, it's not just isurim, it's kachim. So you might say there's a difference between plain isurim and kachim. But either way, the Gemara asks, why don't you say even if it's solid? So Ishtik, Rava was silent. Rava did not have an answer for Abaya. He didn't know what to answer. Right, what was the question again? How could you say, why do you say that if you drank solid blood that was made solid by the sun, you don't violate? What do you mean don't violate? Why don't you say hov nitcha nitcha? So Amar Le, Abaya answers Rava, what Abaya answers for Rava. He says, Rava, don't worry about it. Maybe this is what you meant? Is this an answer that you like? Dilma kan chatos chitzonios, kan chatos panimios. Maybe you're talking about different types of carbonos. Blood of different types of carbonos, whether you violate or not. Is that the possibility? So Rava says, oh, et karten milsa. Abaya, thank you. You reminded me. Yes, you're right. You reminded me of something. It was on the tip of my tongue. I forgot it, but you reminded me. Thank you. Damar Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda says, dam shekarash b'chataos chitzonios, va'achalo chayiv, the blood of a chatos chitzoni. where the blood is supposed to be used on the Mizbech HaChitzon, and you ate that blood, you're chayav, that's blood. Why? V'lokach v'nasan amrachmana, it says v'lokach, which is the Kabbalah Saddam, and v'nasan, v'hai balikicha v'nasinuhu. You could be makabel solid blood, and you could throw solid blood. So that's fine. Bechatos apnimios va'achlo pater. But bechatos the blood v'chatos apnimios you pater. Why? V'taval v'hiza amrachmana v'hai la bartfila v'azahi. But you can't be maze solid blood. You could be no sane solid blood. You can't be maze, and therefore if it comes to a chatos apnimi, it's not going to work. So Rava says, thank you very much. That's what I remember. Let's continue for a few minutes, and then we'll come back. For Rava Didei Amar, and then Rava himself said, Afilu Chatos Pnimios, Vachlo Chayef. I think even the Chatos Pnimios, you're going to be Chayef. Why? If you can't sprinkle solid blood on the Chatos Pnimios, Hol Kenegda, Rava Chatos Chitzonios. As long as there's some blood in the world that's Ra'ui, even if it's solid, so if you drink this blood, it doesn't matter. You're going to be chayiv, even if the blood that you're talking about specifically must be liquefied in order to be used for its avoda. But if there's blood anywhere in the world that can be used as a solid way, so that is considered blood. And Omar of Papa Hilchach, if this is true, Papa says, I'll go one step further. Not only by chados primios is it going to be aser mishum dam if it's solid, but dam chamor. What about dam of a treif animal? Dam of a treif animal. Shekarash. That you congealed. Va'achalo chayiv. Yishol says a chayiv. Hold the connector. Roy v'chados chitzonios. Because it's still roy v'chados chitzonios. The Shilu Kubetza says it's a double whammy. You might have thought that it's not usher, both mishum dam, because it's already usher mishum treif. Right? So what do you say about Enis or Chalal Isser? Gets into those sugis. But the Shilu Kubetza says that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's not only a chamar, it's also congealed. And even though you have a Gemara elsewhere, he goes to Gemara elsewhere, that Dam Chamor might be included, but you might not have thought it would be included this way. Dam Chamor Shekarash. That's the Chiddush of Rava, based on the Hoel. Based on the Hoel. Okay, period. Stop there for a minute. There is, interesting, we spoke about the difference between the sun and fire. We know in other areas of Halacha, you also have the difference between sun and fire. Probably the most well-known is Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, the Gemara says in Shabbos that if I cook in the sun on Shabbos, it is mutter. I'm allowed to cook in the sun on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to cook in toldo shemesh. Something that was heated by the sun, I'm not allowed to cook in. I'm allowed to cook in the shemesh. Right? The Gemara says this is an example of yafek koach haben mikoach ha'av. The sun is stronger than the father. Because the son, S-O-N, is stronger than the father, son, S-U-N. Right? That's the son. You have a koch abami koch af. It's most, a lot of the time though, it's just hard to know, are you cooking in the sun or are you cooking in something that was heated by the sun? If you put something in the desert on the floor, are you cooking in the sand, which is Todo Shemesh, which is also Durabanan, or are you cooking in just the sun? Right? This is part of the issue of the Dude Shemesh. Right, the 50, 60 years ago, when they were first coming very, very popular, all the poskim, even more now, 70 years ago, we've seen Pesach Frank and others discuss Dude Shemesh. Is that called Shemesh or is that called Todo Shemesh? A big nafgamina could use it on Shabbos. But that is a big discussion. Rav Moshe talks about Shemesh. Where would Rav Moshe talk about? Not in Dude Shemeshes, but he talks about it in Arachayim, Chelek, Gimel, Simen, Nun, Beis. He has a tshuva written in 1971, Zayin Menachem Av, the day before Erev Tisha B'Av. In 1971, he has a tshuva where he talks about microwaves. Microwaves. Using a microwave on Shabbos. So obviously we don't use microwaves on Shabbos. But what if somebody has to cook something for a chola? Is it better to cook it on a fire? Is it any adifus to cook it in a microwave? Because there's a Rashi in Shabbos which says on Bishul Bachama, Ein Derech Bishul Bakach. It's not Derech Bishul. So does that mean it's always not Derech Bishul? Because a microwave doesn't use fire either. It cooks like within itself. So do you say that a microwave is like Shemesh and therefore it's not Asa Daraisa? Maybe it'll be Asa Darabanan. So that's Ramosha's discussion here. He assumes at the end of the day that microwaves could be an Asa Daraisa. Daraisa. Why? Because it's a normal way of cooking. And even though in 1971, not too many people had microwaves, says Rav Moshe, V'yim Kain, Beha microwave oven, Shetov Lavashobo, Kamo Be'esh Mamish. Right, it's good to cook it just like in a fire. The elu sheyesh lahem tanur kazeh mishtamshim bo yoser mibishul de ba'esh. People use it more than they use their oven. And then he says, Rav Moshe Zanavi, Uma shalon es pashnu tanurim elu adayin. You know why not every house has a microwave yet? Mishum delo matzu yadayin harbi tanurim. They're not so cheap yet. They're not so common yet. Ukesheyu mitsuyim vada yishtamshu behem kule alma. Tohu yosef tov. It's so much easier to use a microwave. So Moshe forecast the future. Right? He could have bought stocks in microwaves. Moshe tells us in 1971. So Moshe says that's normal cooking. Normal cooking is very popular cooking, and everybody doesn't have a microwave. Everybody's going to have two microwaves, and everybody's going to have three microwaves, four milchers and fleishiks, Pesach, and during the year, all different microwaves. So Moshe says, I think that's a daraisa, and therefore I don't think there's a defus for using it compared to a fire. But that's just in terms of Bishul B'Shabbos. Also by Bishul Akum it comes up. What about Bishul, in the microwaves, the Ramaz Lashon in Yeredeya is only Bishul Al Gabe Ha'esh, is usher by Bishul Akum, Drabanan. So there's major machlokas aposkim, whether microwaves is included in the Isra Bishul Akum. Okay, we'll come back to that if we have time, but probably not. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Ze'iri. Rav Gidol says the name of Ze'iri, Dam. Still talking about Dam. Ben Lach Ben Yavesh Chotzeis. Wet or dry blood is chotzeis. Somebody has to go to the mikvah, and there's blood on them. It's a chatzitza. Meisvei, but 1 minute, the Tosefta says, hadam, blood, dio, ink, vadvash, honey, vachala, milk, yaveshin, chotzitzin. If they're dry, they're chotzeis. Lachin, chotzitzin. If they're moist, they're not chotzeis. If you have something wet on you, it's not chotzeis. So lokasha, hadisarech, hadilosarech. It depends how wet. Depends how wet. Sarich, if it sticks to the flesh, if it sticks and doesn't move when you pour other liquid on it, that's a problem. That's chatzitza. But if it's going to move, it's a little sticky, but if it's going to move and go off when you go in the mikvah, then it is not a problem. There's a machlokas. I forgot to tell you, bring it. Don't worry about it. Machlokas in, maybe Yoredeya. Yoredeya Hilchas Nida. Kufsad Ches. There's a machlokas. Rishonim, what is the reason that liquid, dam lach, is not chotzeitz? Or any type of, you have wet paint on you. Why isn't it chotzeis? It's a machlokas rishonim. Whether it's because the liquid, the butt is going to move anyway, so the water is going to touch the flesh. The water is going to touch the flesh anyway, so don't worry about it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadeh Ches. While the Ramah quotes a different svara, and that is the reason is because the person is not machpid. If it's dry and stuck on, the people are machpid about it. But if it's going to move, then people are not machmir. This machlokas is pointed out by the stipler in Taurus and Simin Nun Ches beinyan chatzitza. He quotes this machlokas, two different svaras in the Rishonim. Beis Yosef quotes the Ches. The Mordechai quotes that he's not machmir, while the other svara seems to be that the Hamayim Shal Mikvah mechalchelim bedavar halach v'nogim b'hatovel. Right, so anyway, it's a machlokas, machlokas Rishonim, which then translates into a machlokas aposkim. It's quoted here in Kuf Tzadeches, Sif Tes Zayin. Sif Tes Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Adam shenisrach v'basar afilu lach chotesin, and the Beis Yosef, that's the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch. And he talks about because it's not machpid, and the Ramah earlier, I don't have time to look for it right now, says that maybe it's because it's going to touch it anyway. The Ramah back in Sif Yudalad. In Sif Yudalad there. Okay, I'm not gonna miyu and mobak pedas, a filo badavar lach chotzeis. Okay.
It's gonna wash off,
and the liquid is gonna get there anyway. Okay, so we'll see if we have time to look more about that inside. Okay, Vaidr, says the Gemara. Timlach, Lamayasa. Timlach, Lamayasa. The Pasuk says in the salting, Bamelach Timlach. So that word Timlach is extra. So what's it coming to teach me? Look at the tiny as follows, Bamelach. Yachal Tivonehu. You might think by Melach, you're Tivonehu. We don't know what that means yet. Keep it in mind. Tamalomar Timlach. It says Timlach, so you can't do Tivonehu, whatever that means. E Timlach, Yachal Bame Melach. You might think you're allowed to use salt water, not just salt. Tamalomar Bamelach. Velotashbis Melach. What does that mean? Have melach she'ena shoveses. Bring melach that stays forever. The ezu zu melach stomis. It's the melach from stone, which was made famous in Mayim Achronim discussions. Uminayim shem lo matzah melach stomis she maybe melach is terokness. How do you know that if you can't find melach stomis, you have to bring this other type of melach? Tamaloa takriv. Takriv kol shehu. Takriv mikol makom. Takriv afilu b'shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Takriv yafilu b'tumma. Even b'tumma, we bring it. Big discussion. What do you mean yafilu b'Shabbos? What malacha would have been done on Shabbos? What's yafilu b'Shabbos? What ibud? Ibud is malichas. Ibud is a malacha. That's by hides. This ain't ibud ba'ochlin. If you put salt on your food on Shabbos, there's no ibud. Unless you drain a raw vegetable in salt. But otherwise, putting a little salt is not going to be a problem. So what Malachi Dor about? You look in the Birei Adaf, 10 suggestions in the Achronim. Summary showing him. 10 suggestions. What exactly, what Malach are we talking about here? So maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow. What exactly it is. My Tivoneh. What is the word Tivoneh mean in the Braisa? You might think Tivoneh. Who? Kamashlan, you don't. So Amar Abba Bar Ula Hachi Amar Yachol Yisbonenu. You might think Yisbonenu Kitevin Betit. You might think you pour tons of it on, like making a pile of straw. Like Tevin, like making it Kitevin, like straw in mud. That's what, from the word Tevin, Yisbonenu. You might think you pour so much on, Kamashlan, you don't. So Amar Abaya Ihachi, if that's what the word means, Yisbonenu Mibayle. It shouldn't say You shouldn't say tivonei, which is say yitbonenu from the word teven. So El Rabbi Abai says, no, it means this. Yachol ya'asenu kebinyan. That's what it means. Kebinyan, you might think you have to make it so thick that you have to, it's like a binyan, like building a brick. So El Rabbi Abai, yivenenu mibayle. It should have said yivenenu for the word binyan. So El Rabbi, no, this is what it means. Yachol tivonei, my tivonei, Amar Ravashi, yachol yitin botam kebina. You might think you put a little bit in it, just like a little bina, a little knowledge helps somebody out. So a little salt makes something taste good. So you might think you put in a little bit. Tamalom or timlach. No, you got it the opposite. The first two suggestions were like, don't put in too much. This is a, you might think you only put in a drop. No, you got to put in a little more. Kate Saduo. So what does he do? Maybe Aver Vadesel Melach. He brings one limb of whatever, of the, what he's doing, and he puts salt on that side. The Chosev Hofcho Vadesel Melach, and turn it over, and you salt the other side. Uma aleo, and you have to salt both sides. Omar Abaya, Vachain, Likadera. It's the same thing if you want to kasher something. You got to salt both sides. Beth Hashem, we'll get to that in Meseches Chulin. Period. Tana Rabbanon, Melach Shal Gabi Ha'Aver, Molin Bo. The Melach, after you salt a limb, that salt is subject to Me'ilah, because it becomes part of the carbon. Shal Gabi Ha'Kevesh, Shavirosh, Shal Mizbeach, but the salt that fell down, it was on a carbon, but then it fell down either on the ramp or on the top of the mizbeach, as we saw yesterday. Ein ma'alin bo. There's no me'ilah there. Why not? Because there's nasas mitzvah. So the rule is by me'ilah, once the mitzvah is fulfilled, whatever you're involved in, so nasas mitzvah, so it loses its status that would be mechayev me'ilah. The Amar Rav Masna Maikra. What's the pasuk that relates to this? Ve'grabtim lefnei Hashem v'shlichu hakohanim aleihem melach v'helu osam olo l'Hashem. Right, that's the pasuk that once it's on the Aver, that it is Ma'alin. That's the Mikra. Because it says, it calls it. After you put the Melech on, it says, V'helu Ola. It's all called an Ola. That's how you know there is Mila once it's on the limb. But once it comes off, there isn't. Tzan Haslam, the Mishnah says, in Maseches Shkalim, that there were certain conditions that were made when they built the Mishkan, and two of them were Ala Melech. V'ala Eitzim Shia Konim Nosim Ahen. Konim are allowed to benefit from the salt and the wood in the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. Amar Shmuel, and then Shmuel has a statement which we're not sure what it means. Lo Shanu Ela LeKarbanam. Konim are allowed to use the salt for their carbon. Avala Achila Lo, but not for their eating. What does that mean? So Kasalkataitach, we think it means My LeKarbanam, Limloa Karbanam. They're allowed to use the salt to salt their karbanis. Lecho achilas kachim. But they can't use it when they eat. They can use it for their carbon to use when they're makriv a carbon, their own carbon. But they can't use it when they eat kachim. Ask the Gemara, why not? Hashdolim loach oras kachim yavinan. They're allowed to use salt to salt the hides they're gonna get. Lachilas kachim lo yavinan. To eat their carbonis. You don't allow them to have salt? To Tanya, because the Brisa says that you use it for the hides. Nimseis ata omer, this we read yesterday, b'shloshim makomas ha-melach nasuna, three places where there's a pile of salt. B'lishkas ha-melach fa'al-gabi ha-kevesh, b'rosh ha-shamas be'ach, the three places. B'lishkas ha-melach is in the office of the salt. Shesham molchen oras kachim, that's where you salt the hides. So the Kohanim are allowed to use it. Even though those hides are going to be for their own purposes. They're going to take it and use it as a rug in their house. They're so allowed to use the salt of the Mikdash. Al-Gabi HaKevesh, the salt on the ramp, Shasham Molchen HaSo'ivarim. That's where they salt the limbs of the Ivarim going up. Barosh Shasham HaSbeach, on the top, Shasham Molchen HaKometz Ve'alavona Ve'aktores. U'minchas Kohanim, and the Mincha that the Kohen is totally burning. Minchas Kohen Mashiach LeKohen Gadol. U'minchas Nisachim Ve'olas Ha'of. Question mark. So we're back to the Kash on Shmuel. If our interpretation of Shmuel is correct, that the Kohanim are allowed to use it to be makar their karbanis but not to eat, that doesn't make sense. Because they're allowed to use it for their hides, so of course they could use it for their food. So Ella, you're right. This is what Shmuel meant. Maila karbanam, achilas karbanam. They can use it for their karban, that means for their karbanis, they're eating. Umaila achila, achila dechulin. Achila means their food, their chulin items. The sandwich that they brought from home, because they were going to have a busy day in the Beis HaMikdash today, you can't put salt from the Beis HaMikdash on that. Ask the Gemara, chulin, pshita, ma bo hasam. What's the Havamina? What's chulin doing there? Rashi says, there's an Isra of chulin bazara. So two big discussions in the Rishonim related to chulin bazara. Number one, is it only if you bring it in to be makrivit, or stam if you bring it in? So here it sounds like a raya to the former. To the latter. That even if you're not having mind to be makrivit, just bring it in. Number two, the other issue in chulin bazara is does it only apply to something that is royally kariv al gabi amizbeach? Forget your kavana. What if you bring in a chair? If you bring a chair into the base of Mekdash, do you violate the Isra of chulin bazara? Okay, let's say a chair is wooden, you can be used as firewood. Let's say you bring in a leather couch, right? You bring in a plastic table. Whatever it is. So that's another machloka. So again, does this Gemara take a stand on that? That's less clear. But either way, the Gemara says, of course, what's the Havamina to tell me that you can't use salt for your chulin? So Gemara says, no. Af al gabda amar mar yochlu, shiochli ma chulin v'truma, k'deshi dein alachalas ala sova. Now, even though we know the halacha is, just like by Karban Pesach, but by other karbanos as well, you're supposed to eat karbanos as you become satiated, so the chulin can help you become satiated. So you might have thought, because the chulin is helping you become satiated, So too, you could salt it. The answer is no, you're not allowed to do that. That's the Chiddush. This interpretation of Shmuel also makes sense. Because if you go back to the first pshat, we already proved it, but if you went back to the first pshat and says it means they're only allowed to salt their karbanis and not for their food, what? Time Adasi Bezdin. The reason they could salt their karbanis is because Bezdin made a Tanai. Halo Asi Bezdin Lo. I wouldn't have known without this Tanai Bezdin. The Mishnah Shkalim says there were seven conditions. Without this condition, they wouldn't have been able to use it. What do you mean? Hashtali Yisrael Yavinon. Lekonim Lo Yavinon. We give salt to the Yisraelim. Of course you'd give salt to the Kohanim. So that's why you also know the first interpretation is wrong. Where do you know you give salt to the Yisraelim from? The following 15-line brisa. Titanya. Yochol ha'omer harei alai mincha yavi melach mitoch beiso. You might think if somebody is noder a mincha, they have to bring salt with it from their own home. Kedach shem mevi lavona b'toch beiso. Just like you bring lavona from your own house, if you promise a mincha. V'dinu, and I would have compared it. Nemar hevi mincha v'hevi melach, v'nemar hevi mincha v'hevi lavona. Ma lavona b'toch beiso, v'melach b'toch beiso. I might have said that you have to bring your own salt. B-Y-O-M. Bring your own melach to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Bring, just like you have to bring your own lavona, you got to bring your own melach. I might have said that. O klach l'derach zuar. I might have said no. Nemar havi mincha v'havi melach, v'nemar havi mincha v'havi eitzim. Ma eitzim mishal tzibur, af melach mishal tzibur. Maybe I should have compared salt to the wood. Just like you don't have to bring your own wood, you don't have to bring your own melach. So do you compare melach to lavona, or do you compare melach to eitzim? Nira l'mi dome. Which is it more comparable to? Don in davar hanoig b'chol hazvachim, davar hanoig b'chol hazvachim. Maybe I should compare it to wood, because that's something that applies to all karbanas. Va'al tochiach lavona, she'en eno hegas b'chol hazvachim. And don't compare it to Lavona, which does not apply to all karbanis, only by a mincha. O klach l'derach zu, or I should compare it to Lavona. Don in davar hava ima b'kli achad, midavar hava ima b'kli achad. V'ya yochichu eitzim, she'en bon ima b'kli achad. So Lamaisa, the Brisa asks, do you have to bring your own salt when you bring a karban mincha? Do you compare it to Lavona, which you have to bring your own? Do you compare it to Eitzim, which you don't have to bring your own? So Tama Lomar, Bris Melach Olam Hu, Ula Halanu Omer, Meis B'nei Yisrael, Bris Olam. It says Bris Olam by Melach, and it says Bris Olam by the Lechem HaPanim. Mala Halan Mishal Tzibur, Afkan Mishal Tzibur. So you know that a Yisrael gets his own salt. So if a Yisrael gets salt from the Beis HaMikdash. So if Yisrael gets salt from the Beis HaMikdash, obviously a Kohen also gets salt from the Beis HaMikdash. So our second interpretation of Shmuel must be the one that is correct. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we get into Shkalim, Machzis HaShekel, and other items of Ta'arovis, getting back into the world of Ta'arovis. Okay, we'll stop here. The Ian Shear from last night is up. Related to Shira al Hayayin and Hallel, different types of Hallel. That's our discussion we had last night that relates to a daf that we had a couple of days ago. Also relates to Pesach, Yonat Yoma.